Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Psychic Tapestry. I'm Ken Kessler, and she is Toni DeMeo. Hi, Toni.
Hello. Hi, Ken. Hi, everybody. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. We are here live. It is January 11th, 111. And the phone lines are open, and there's some people on the phone already. 347-838-9903 is the number. If you are listening on the Blog Talk Radio website, you can scroll down, pop in the chat room, and join us there. You can also connect to us through social media, facebook.com/psychictapestry, at Psychic Tapestry on Twitter. So there. Phones are the best because you may have follow-up questions for us, and we may have them for you, and the back and forth of that conversation is a lot easier on the phone than it is typing it into the chat room or the social media. But you could be, we understand, you could be working or you could be doing something that makes it difficult to call in, or maybe you just don't want to. Maybe you want the anonymity that social media gives you, or maybe it's some other reason that is, frankly, just none of our business. And that's okay. That's why those other options are available to you. A couple of housekeeping things as we get underway. When I opened up the chat room, which is part of Blog Talk Radio, There's really no way else to describe this except it was very weird and slow the way that it actually opened. So if you're having trouble with the chat room, I certainly understand. It looks like it's open now, but I'm the only one in there. So I don't know if it's working tonight or not. But there you go. The other thing is that Two other things about Blog Talk Radio. First, and I don't know if this is just my screen, but this is the same one that I always use. It used to have the time on it when you called in, and it would be counting up, so I knew which calls were waiting the longest. That is not there tonight. I don't know I don't know if that's just a glitch, or if that's a change, or if there's some other change and we're halfway to whatever the new thing is. I don't know if any of those things are there, but if you feel like you've been waiting longer than anybody else, I'm sorry, but I can't tell right now. So there is that. The other thing is that Blog Talk Radio has a cap on how many people can call in at once. I didn't realize this before, so that's why sometimes you can't get through, because we have our allotted number of calls either on the air or holding. So right now I know we have room, so calling sooner rather than later is always the best way to go. The number is 347-838-9903, and I'm going to try and not talk real long tonight so we can – get to a bunch of calls.
Okay, that makes sense to me, what you've just said, because I've had feedback from people who couldn't get through and we were on air, and I didn't know why. I thought maybe that the lines were full, and that was it.
That is possible. I don't know what happens when you call in if the lines are full. I don't know if you get a message or a busy signal or if it just rings and rings and rings forever. I have no idea that And there's nothing I can do, about that.
No, we can't.
So, you know, it's
early bird catches the worm.
Exactly. I wanted to mention that stuff to you, so that the next 55 minutes and change of this show is as entertaining and as good for you as it can be. So now we all know those things. Anybody who's tuning in at this point or later in the show won't know, but sorry, I can't just keep saying that over and over. Otherwise, we won't get any calls. So,
right.
So with all of that said, I want to talk a little bit about self-care tonight, and then we will get to your calls. I think self-care is very important, and it's something that as a society, for some reason, we kind of look down on it, kind of like it's selfish and you shouldn't do it, and that's not true. You need to take care of you. Certainly not at the expense of anybody else, but you need to make sure that you're on your list of things to do so that you have some time for yourself. And it doesn't need to be doing something expensive, and it doesn't need to be doing something that takes all day, but there should be something in there every day for you to take care of yourself. And that's just not, I'm not just throwing that out there as, you know, Ken's tip of the day. It's really important, and it's especially important when it seems like the world's a little nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And the last week here in the U.S., it has seemed that way. Now, I'm treading carefully because this is not a political show, and I don't want to hear any of your political stuff. If we take your call and you start to get political, you're done. You're gone. I'm not going to debate or argue or have an open forum for that kind of thing. There are plenty of places here on Blog Talk Radio where you can do that. So that's not what this is about. But when there are times that are difficult,
stressful.
You need to take care of you. And there's been a lot of talk about social media this week, and social media can be a good thing, and it can be a very difficult thing. If you are connected to people who make you feel bad, who post things that make you angry or upset or you think are ridiculous, it is not bad for you to disconnect yourself from those people. You need to take care of you and do what's right for you. And just because you're not connected to somebody on Facebook doesn't mean that you can't ever call them on the phone, can't see them in public. But if what they post is a problem for you mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally, whatever, to do to take care of yourself. And there is a difference between somebody having a different point of view, and then you can openly discuss things, and that's fine, and come to an understanding and agree to disagree and whatever else. That's fine. I won't say that you'll change their mind, because that rarely happens on social media. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
It does.
But it really depends on what those differences are and how important that is to you and how important that is for your well-being. If it's not that big a deal, okay, that's fine. Then that's fine. If it is a big deal, it is absolutely 100% okay for you to unfriend, block, unfollow, whatever it is, whatever you need to do so that you have some peace. There is nothing about social media. If you're on Facebook or on Twitter, your page, that's your little real estate. That's your house on the internet. And you should be in control of what comes in there and what doesn't. And that's really it. And it's not about censorship, and it's not about living in an echo chamber. It's about taking care of yourself. And that's important. I have said lots of times this is not a political show. I do occasionally retweet things on Twitter that are of a political nature because they're important to me personally and because I want to be connected to energy that also thinks those things are important.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to send everybody running to Twitter to see what I believe, but I'm using that as an example because you can
right.
do that too. If there are things that you feel strongly about, then that's important to you. Don't post anything that would hurt anybody
hateful.
Else.
No,
yeah,
you
don't
do anything hateful.
No. I don't do that. I'm very careful about that. I post things that sometimes are funny or I think they're funny. But it's all about, you know, this is personal stuff. This is what I do for my spiritual well-being. And I just want, you know, I was having this kind of conversation with, I don't want to out them, somebody close to me recently,
mm-hmm.
Who didn't quite realize that it was okay to not have that stuff on their Facebook page. And, you know, I said, you know, it's yours. That's an extension of your home. And you should be able to protect so that whatever is in there is what makes you comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
If you need that, there are so many places you can go on the internet to keep up with the news, to keep up with whatever it is you want to keep up with. It does not have to be constantly being shoved down your throat on your social media page. You shouldn't have to choose between being on social media and being mentally well, spiritually well, emotionally. You shouldn't have to feel like you're in that position to do that. And that's very important. And it's not that doesn't mean you're censoring anybody. It doesn't mean, any of that kind of garbage. It just means you're taking care of you. And for a lot of people, social media is the way to connect with family and friends, people that you know in real life and care about. And especially during this, as this pandemic continues, it's a way for most people to be able to stay in contact. And you shouldn't have to choose between doing that and your spiritual well-being. And you don't have to choose between that. You can make the decision that, you know what, this is just for my family and friends and people I really know. And even that, sometimes people really for want of a better word, just lose their minds when they get on social media. And I've had friends that have been friends for 30, 40 years, and I can't stay connected to them. The energy is just terrible, and I just can't stay connected to them. And I just have to make that decision. And
that's sad.
It is sad. And I wish I didn't have to do that. I'm not. I don't think I'm an alarmist. I don't think that I'm. I don't know.
You're not.
But I just have to do that so that I have peace. So that I can hop online, and I'm just moved across the country last fall. But I can hop onto Facebook and see how my friends back in California are doing, or the friends I went to high school and college with. Or family members who don't live in the same state I do. I like to be able to hop on and do that without having to have my guard up. You know that feeling when you open up Facebook and you tense up because what's the first thing I'm going to see? Is it going to make me mad? Shouldn't have to feel like that. And it doesn't have to be like that. So it's important for you to be able to do those kind of things for yourself. If none of this stuff bothers you, if you hop onto Facebook or Twitter and you are fine with whatever you see, then great, that's fine. It affects, you know, one of the things that we say often here is that we are not all the same. And none of this stuff has the same effect on each and every
right.
person. Some people can open Facebook and see something that is, I don't know, I'll just say angry. And it doesn't, and it just, you know, water off a duck's back. They don't, you know, okay, scroll right past that. Let me see how my mom's doing, you know, and that's fine.
Yeah.
And there are other people who can open it up and they tense up and they see that first thing and their blood pressure goes up or it makes them want to cry or, you know, a million things
usually
in between.
Usually they leave Facebook when they feel like that.
Yeah.
I've had people leave Facebook. I personally don't see anything bad, but I'm just filled with all kinds of kind of unity people and, you know, just the people that friend me are definitely like-minded. I just haven't seen anything ugly forever. It's pretty amazing. You know, the only way I'd see something ugly is if I go look certain people up and then I see ugly things, but if I don't do that, it doesn't come on my news feed. I don't know,
maybe
my angels are helping me. I don't know.
And I see less and less of it all the time because
I have
called out. Now, I have too many. I'm connected to too many people on Facebook. I think the maximum is 5,000, and I'm over 4,000, I know.
And that's
too many. And there are a lot of people that I don't really know. And I have gotten rid of a lot of people, from my friend list on there, people I don't know, people who, I know there are people that, there are some people who like to get on there and just post things to stir things up, just post something to see how much reaction they can get. And I don't have time for that noise. So I get rid of them. And on my personal page, I will post whatever I feel like posting. And sometimes I know, well, this is going to make some people go away. And I just feel like, you know what? If this is something that's personally important to me and they go away, I don't need them anyway.
That's right.
So
you got to be you. We all got to be ourselves. It's very important. That's all a part of self-care.
Absolutely.
And
it really
bubble baths are good, too.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. When people talk about self-care, that a lot of times what the image evokes is a spa day.
Uh-huh.
You know, being wrapped up in a big fluffy bathrobe, eating chocolates out of a box. You know, and
there
that's great. That sounds wonderful, but I don't have a big fluffy bathrobe, and I think all the chocolates are gone after Christmas. So, I'm not doing that, but I am setting boundaries, and that's important in real life, just like it's important on social media. You don't have to accept every friend request that comes in. You don't on Twitter. You don't have to follow back everybody who's following you. If somebody sends you a friend request, and go look at their page, go see who they are, see the kinds of things they post. Is there something that they're posting that bothers you? There's your answer. Don't connect.
That's
you don't need
answer.
That kind of energy. You don't
you
need that
it.
Kind of energy
That's
messing you
roll.
Up. Yeah. So. So anyway. I just wanted to mention that because I feel like a lot of people don't get that you don't have to have all those kind of connections.
You can
on
control
social media
it to a great extent.
Yeah,
you can only
you can,
have
absolutely.
Friends see your posts, friends that you pick.
Yeah,
there's all kinds of options. I'm totally public because I'm reaching out to everybody and I kind of love everybody and I post about love and keeping your energy up and about, you know, making life better for yourself. That's just what I post. I keep it to that for that reason because I'm trying to help people. But
I do both. I have some private things that I post.
Yeah.
and that are for friends only, and sometimes that are for family only, and sometimes that
right.
are for one person only. And I post a lot of music, usually at night.
I love music. Wonderful.
It's good therapy for me, and I love the idea of flooding Facebook with music. So and all of that is
yeah.
public stuff, and I throw it out there, and whoever finds it, I hope it helps. Like the 1111 songs I post on the Psychic Tapestry
yeah.
Facebook page and on Twitter. It's a way to find some peace, to find some nostalgia, to make you smile, to bring back a great memory, or to just help soothe the day away. And you can use it however you want, and you don't have to use it at all. I know we hear from people all the time who don't have a Facebook page, who aren't on Twitter, who don't have Instagram, who aren't on any of the things. And, you know, that's okay, too. You don't
How'd
have
they
to
find
be.
Us. Facebook from Blog Talk Radio, probably.
From Blog Talk Radio, yeah. And that's absolutely fine. Blog Talk Radio, this podcast goes out on Blog Talk Radio, and then it's distributed to podcast sites all over the place.
The one
that pops into my head right now is iTunes, but I know we're on a ton of them,
yeah.
and I'm not saying that because we're so cool, we're on all the things, but that's how people find us. And that's great. So you don't have to have social media. Every once in a while, I will talk about something during the show, and I say I'll post it up on our Facebook page because that's the easiest way for me to share that info. And the Psychic Tapestry Facebook page is a public page that you can go look at whether you're on Facebook or not. You go to facebook.com/psychictapestry and you
right.
can see everything that's posted there. And, you know, usually
and you
I'll
have the website
and this is,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a
and,
website
and,
too.
Yeah, and but I will. But if we're talking about if we're talking about your latest blog, I'll usually post a link real quick up on our Facebook page
yeah,
because that's easier.
I haven't been doing it lately. I didn't know what to say lately. I just thought, you got to give
it
a rest.
But that's the kind of
everything
thing.
I thought about it. I'm just not ready to say anything yet.
But that's the kind of thing that, you know, if we're talking about
yeah.
it, I can post it up there. And then I can mention that it's on our Facebook page. And then after the show or after you hear it, if you're listening to this podcast later after the live posting of it, and you see that, you can go to our Facebook page and scroll down and find whatever the information was. Whether you have a Facebook page or not, and you can easily find it. You don't even have to be on Facebook. So anyhow,
it's all good.
I hope that all makes sense. I don't really want to belabor the point. I just want you to take care of you.
Yes.
And if
the bend, we have to stay here.
Yeah. When there's difficult news every day and things are chaotic, you gotta do things for you. That means, you know, if that means walking away from social media, if that's what you need to do, go ahead. You can come back
yeah.
when you're ready. If you ever are ready, if you ever decide you want to, you might walk away from social media and decide, you know what, that's the best thing I ever did. I feel great. I'm never going back.
Yeah, some
that's
people
okay
do
too.
Do that. Some of my friends.
Yeah.
They go and come. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, you know, when we kicked off the show, I mentioned a couple housekeeping things about Blog Talk Radio, and somebody in the chat room just mentioned that she tried the Skype link and it didn't work. So, you know, they were having trouble with that a while back, and I don't know if it ever got fixed. I used to use that to connect, and they were having problems with it, so I stopped doing that. So I don't know. So if you're listening to this and you're trying to call in through Skype and it's not working, well, that might be why.
That's why.
Yeah, but hopefully they'll fix that. But anyway, I talked way longer than I thought I would, or I told you that I was going to. So I'm gonna stop now and
okay.
we can
let's go.
And we can take some calls. And Patch in the chat room, if you'll message me what your name is, we'll get to your question in just a minute. But we can go ahead and start taking calls now. 347-838-9903 is the number. Oh my gosh, you know what? I completely forgot. Before we get the calls, Tony, you got to tell everybody who you are and why you're here
and
what you're going to do.
I bet they already know.
They
hear it every week. Yeah, I think so. Okay, my name is Tony DiMeo. I'm a psychic medium. I was born that way. I'm a Reiki master, a life coach, and, of course, a psychic. And I specialize in the angel spirit guide readings because I believe that those messages from our guides and angels are, of course, always in our best interest. And they're usually exactly what we need to know to live our best life. So that's what I'm going to do for you tonight. I can answer questions, and I can use... I do use some cards along the way here. I turn them over. They generally confirm whatever I'm getting psychically. So that's what I use the cards for. And I am ready to go.
Okay.
And now, Ken, you tell them.
And now, Ken. Hi, I'm Ken. I'm Ken Kessler. I fly the plane here and push the buttons and talk too much. And I'm a psychic medium and a music intuitive. I get a lot of messages through music, whether it's through spirit and singers and musicians who come through to me, or it's through songs. And for tonight's show, I have playlists that I've started. Music that I started playing before the show started I think there's about 15,000 songs in there tonight. And I started playing randomly and asked my guide to give me, and my guides and my angels, and your guides and your angels, to give me the song that's for you. So when you call up and we take your call, I will let you know what song's playing and what I think it means for you. Kind of like the way somebody else might read a tarot or oracle card, I'll read the song.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing
so
about
cool.
the thing, thank you. The thing about music is that it's so personal that I can mention the song to you. Like just before the show started, I was guided to share this on our social media. The song it's called "Somebody Up There Likes Me" by David Bowie. And if that was playing, I could tell you about David Bowie, about how yesterday was the anniversary of his death, though most of us found out about it today. But I could tell you about him and about the song, and that's great. But it could have Bowie or the song could have a personal meaning for you, makes you think of somebody or a place or an event. Immediately you just get I know what that means. And that's valid. That counts. That's just the way it works. And angels and spirit like to give us the readers to get us to say whatever it is that triggers in you what you need to know. And that's just how it works sometimes. So
that's right.
So with all that said, and I know it was a lot, sorry. Let's grab some phone calls. Again, the number is 347-838-9903. And hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name? Hi, if you're calling from area code 216, this is you.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, what's
hi.
Your first name?
Desmond.
Hi, Desmond. Where are you calling
Hi,
from?
I'm from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
And how can we help you tonight?
Whatever comes forth.
Okay. All right. Well, Desmond, let me get over here and tune in to you. All right. The first card is an action card that I pulled for you in the Guardian Angel deck. And they're saying that what your angels want you to know is that your current challenge is pushing you to be assertive and self-confident. They want you to be willing to stand up for yourself and defend your position. And they also want to remind you, kind of what Ken was telling us, you have the right to excuse yourself from those who bring unwanted drama into your life. And the next one is saying that a new and better time is fast coming for you in the next months of the coming year. You'll be moving into a wonderful time of new opportunities. They're related to your career and the pursuit of your dreams. And this is also a card of action. So if there's anything that you've been procrastinating about, they want you to stop doing that. Really get busy, because you have to start working toward the things you want in order for them to start coming in. This could be a great time for you to start your own sideline business, whether it's a small one, just something extra, or if it's your main source of income. And they want you, above all, to please have some confidence in your abilities. So does any of that resonate with you, or do you have anything to add to that or to ask about?
That's pretty much, because I've been procrastinating, and I was taking courses in herbology, and I took Reiki 1. I know I've been kind of mostly doing and not really, striving forward to being. I need to be more assertive, like you said. So that's pretty important.
You actually have to believe in yourself, honey. You have to believe you can do it. I'm a Reiki master, and I love to teach people. And the most important part of, I think, that teaching is to inspire in you that belief that you can do it, because everyone can do it. Anyone can do it. You only have to ask. Just go through your symbols and set yourself up, drop down into your inner self there in your quiet place, and then you just start channeling and make sure the energy is moving through you. And I'm sure you're going to be wonderful at it. And I think it's beautiful that you want to do that and to help others as well as yourself. Also, give yourself Reiki, Desmond, because that helps you. It can help to empower you and to clear out all your energy openings and get everything aligned and balanced, and then you're at your best. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, I thank you for calling, and I'm going to give you to Ken for your musical messages.
Hi, Desmond. The song that was playing when we picked up your call was "Coming Up" by Paul McCartney and Wings. Do you know that song? Okay.
No.
It's about 40 years old. Basically, what this is saying is that what you're looking for is coming up, and it's almost like it's right in front of you. You want a love to last forever, one that will never fade away. I want to help with you with your problems. Stick around, I say. It's coming up. It's right there. The thing is, because it's right in front of you, you may not notice it. You may be looking past it, or what's more likely is that, you said you're procrastinating. You may not have really thought about what it really is that you want. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It probably sounds.
Yeah.
What's the name of the song again?
It's called "Coming Up."
Okay. Look it up.
But if you haven't figured out what it is you want, whether it's your path or your whatever it is, just kind of take some deep breaths and let go and see what comes to you and what feels right And then you can start to come up with a plan on how to make that happen and how to pursue it. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling, honey. It's wonderful to have you here. Go ahead, Ken.
Appreciate it.
No, I was just kidding. I was just going to basically say the same thing. Thanks so much for calling, and have a great evening.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 347-838-9903 is the number. Hi. Thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
Joe.
Hi, Joe. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Texas.
And how can we help you tonight?
Joe.
I just wanted to see what y'all had for me tonight.
Okay. Here we go. All right. This is an interesting one for you, Joe. The angels are telling me that... you know, some of this inactivity with moving forward, it's producing kind of higher stress levels in you than normal. And by the same token, you've worked so hard on a bunch of projects recently, and I think it's also the, well, I happen to know you, so I think a lot of it is those huge projects you've been doing for the house. You know, you've just been doing an awful lot. And sometimes, you know, it really is good to have a little bit of a down period, a little quiet time. But they want you to take an opportunity to enjoy life during this slower progress in your forward motion of life and play more and really enjoy your life as you go. And I think that's your natural inclination anyway. And that's hard when it's so cold. Here it's like 30s and it's so cold. I saw Joe on Facebook today, all freezing cold with a little dog, and it was so cute. Those were cute.
It was the truth.
It is the truth. It's just like it's almost paralyzing. We can't even move because we're just not used to it, and I don't think our houses are used to it either.
Yes.
They're also saying this is a good time for you to express your love to your loved ones, to your true love there, who would be Miss Tony, my friend, and also to your chosen family of friends. And they're saying you should be congratulated on having a beautiful marriage, which you do have, and that you've just contributed so much to the lives of others with the kind of work you do and with the way you share your gifts. And I know that all that to be true. Let's see if there's one more thing. All right. Let's see. Listening carefully here. Ah, okay. They're saying that you and Tony, it's more about love. That you are with a kind, sensitive, open-hearted person with a really smart, she's really smart. And this has been a godsend to you. And that your relationship is going to get even better as time goes on. And the two of you have come together because you can truly express who you are together. You know, it's a very safe space for the two of you to really be who you are. And that's a great gift. You don't, you know, it's like there are no games ever. It's like just very open, very honest, and really fulfilling. So you're a wealthy man when it comes to love. And that's really what so many people are just looking for and just striving for and wishing they had. So already you're way far ahead of the game. But the career and all of that is really going to get better in 2021 because everything is. As this vaccine rolls out and things calm down in the world, it's going to get better and better. You're going to be very happy. Within a year, you're going to look back and say, wow, I'm glad that's over. For sure. You know, we're in the good times. And now I'm going to give you to Ken. And I'm glad you called, Joe. You're welcome.
Hi, Joe. The song that was playing when we picked up your call was a 1950s song by the Mystics called Hushabye. Do you know that one?
No, I don't.
That's okay.
Say the name of it again.
Hushabye. Hushabye. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the Beach Boys had a hit with it too. Jay and the Americans. A lot of people. That's how it used to be when hit songs came out. But the thing about this that the lines that really leap out to me are guardian angels up above take care of the one I love. And I feel like this is reminding you to talk to your angels. Do you talk to your angels?
I haven't lately, and I've been having a hard time meditating to just a bunch of crap in my family. And I just can't think about them. But this morning I meditated for about, did Reiki for about 45 minutes, and it seemed like it was about a minute.
Great.
Good job.
Yeah. This is just, we talk every once in a while about talking to angels on this show. We have Donna Southard and Raphael on every so often. But a lot of times people ask, okay, I should talk to angels. What should I talk to them about? And really, it can be anything. Your angels aren't Santa Claus, so it's not like you can say, well, I've been good, and I want a Maserati, and I want this, and I want... But you can invite them to...
That'd be good.
To, you know, you can ask them to take care of you and to take care of people who are important to you. And you can, you know, you can ask them for any of that kind of stuff. A peaceful night's sleep. Really anything. Yeah. My wife asks to be awakened around 8 o'clock, and she has not used an alarm clock in years. And every morning between 7:55 and 8:05, she wakes up.
I've got a clock in my head.
Yeah, she said at first she would hear a voice that would call her name, and she said, and that gave her the creeps, so she asked them not to do that. but that's just an example. You can ask, express gratitude, thank your angels for all the good stuff that's going on in your life.
All right.
Whether you have to really stop and think about it, or whether you can rattle off a whole bunch of things off the top of your head, but just that kind of thing to make the connection. And when you start getting in the habit of doing that, it will feel like homework when you start, but after you have been doing it, it will feel like it really means something. And that's when everything gets kicked up a notch. Thank you for calling us. Have a great
evening.
Thank
you. You too.
Have a great evening.
Thank you. 347-838-9903 is the number here at Psychic Tapestry. Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name? Hi, if you're calling from area code 708, this is you.
Oh, hello.
Hi, what's your first name?
My first name is Barbara. Sorry about that.
Hi, Barbara. That's okay. Where are you calling from?
Illinois.
And how can we help you tonight?
Well, I want to know, what do I have to look forward to this year?
Yes. Okay. Are you currently in a relationship?
No.
Well, I pulled some cards, and they are wonderful. I'm going to tell you, these are... beautiful. They're saying that this is the year that you're going to fall in love.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yeah. And someone that you already know may return unexpectedly into your life. Okay? And they're saying that forgiveness is an important part of healing. So if there's anyone from your past, like an ex, that you have to fully forgive in order to free your heart for this new experience, it will help it come in a lot sooner. And I'm feeling this is more like 6-7 months down the road when things are better and you're able to get out a little more. But they're mm-hmm. saying that you will soon be back on the path of joy, of beautiful joy, being in love with a very good partner, like a suitable partner, someone that you're highly compatible with, a soulmate type of relationship. And then they want you to know that in 2021, things will start to move more quickly for you. Things will be working out beautifully. You're going to feel as if your ship has come in because all that you've wanted is going to be coming to fruition. Not just the love, but other dreams that you have. And they say this is going to be a time when you will choose to continue to build upon your successes of the past and also to bring in something new. And as soon as it's safe, you're going to be traveling. You're going to take a trip. I bet you even know where you're going to go first. Do you?
I have no idea.
You have no idea? Well, start dreaming about it. Because
I
that's
know,
what
and I
didn't saying.
Even... And to be honest with you, the relationship wasn't even on the radar. I know a lot of people call about relationships. Not on this radar.
Well, that's what popped up. I have to trust the cards because they are right. They are in the hands of the angels. And that's what
absolutely.
They're telling me. It's the year for you, Barbara. And you're a delightful, happy person, so you deserve all the best. You just need to be able to get out of the house and move around freely in order for all these beautiful things to move forward for you. So as you get as we get the vaccination and things get better and better and better, your life will too. Okay.
Wow. Thank
I'm
you
really
so
glad
much.
I'm glad you called.
Me too.
I'm going to give you to Ken now. And
boy, that
we'll
sounds great.
I'm
That's
telling
amazing.
You, Ken. Okay, Ken,
yeah.
You need to top that one.
No. I would love to be able to do that. Barbara, the song that was playing when we picked up your call is a song called Maybe by Harry Nilsson. And there's a pretty good chance that you don't know that unless you're a big Harry Nilsson fan.
No.
Okay.
I don't know the song.
The song is it's about a lot of things and how things would be better if this would happen. Things would be better if only a letter would come. Happiness is easier for some. I promise I will try to please you. Can't you see how much I need you? The whole song is about how everything would be great if just this would happen. And that's a mindset that a lot of us have. I'm going to be so
yep.
much happier when I lose 20 pounds, when that mm-hmm. stimulus check finally gets here, when this happens, when that happens, everything is going to be fine then. And it's like we're putting off our own happiness until something else that's beyond our control happens. And we get into sort of a trap like that. And what this is saying to you is that whatever it is that you want to do or to be or to have, put that energy out there and figure out a way to take a step towards it and stop and don't wait for the letter to come. Don't wait for something else to happen. Be the change. Initiate it. Make that first step. Start the dominoes going. Does any of that make sense?
Oh, it makes a lot of sense.
Oh, good.
I would say hit the nail on the head.
Yay.
Well, good.
Yeah. Well, looks like I'm going to be a busy gal.
You are.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
Better and better.
Terrific. Well, thank you so much for calling us, Barbara.
Yes, Barbara.
Thank you so much.
All You're right. very welcome.
I appreciate you both. Thank you.
We appreciate
Thanks so
you.
Much.
Thank you.
Yes. Bye-bye. 347-838-9903 is the number. You want to try and sneak another one or two in here?
Yeah, let's go.
I knew you would say that. Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hello?
Hi, what's
Hello.
Your first name?
Oh, this is Shannon. Hi.
Hi, Shannon. Where are you calling from?
Chicago.
And how can we help you tonight?
I just kind of like, I'm dating someone and I kind of want to know, like, where is this going in the next, like, couple months you see it? Solidifying
okay.
or?
All right. Have you had that talk yet? Because they're kind of telling
no.
me. Yeah. You might want to, you know, kind of find out. It's always good. Let's see what the first one is here. Aha. Are you in the same city?
Well, like kind of. It's like 25 minutes away.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. And have you seen him recently?
Last Monday.
Oh, good.
Last week.
All right. That's
last
good.
Week.
All right. That's good. Is he planning a trip anywhere? Or are you?
I
is
have
there gonna...
No, not for me right now. And I don't know what he's planning.
Okay. Well, this is a reconciliation from a past life. That's what they're telling me. So it is definitely a very significant relationship. Do one or more or both of you have children?
He has the kids.
Okay. And does he spend time with them? Are they small, younger?
Small, younger, basically at his house all day because we have, like, e-learning,
yeah.
you know, here.
That's
and then,
it. So
yeah.
this is what they're telling me. That's the reason why you might be feeling a bit insecure because they take a lot of his time, and that's his main concern. So his timeline for, you know, finding a romantic partner, like someone permanent, is, you know, all of that is based on the children and getting along with the children and when he would introduce you, just all of that. So, I mean, it makes sense when you think about it. Things are going to move at a more kind of just a level, slower level. You're not going to get rushed by a man who has children like that in the house and has to care for them. And they're saying that this whole situation with him is calling for you to build trust, that he is someone you can trust.
Mm-hmm.
He is someone you can trust. So I would settle into it, and I would listen to what he says and believe what he says. And I wouldn't stress. I would be glad that you've met him, and let it fold and fold, just kind of roll out naturally.
It's
okay?
so slow. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's just so slow. Like thinking maybe
kids.
There's like someone else in the mix. What's going on here?
No, I'm not feeling that. It's because of the kids. That's what I'm trying to get at. It's because of the kids. That's the whole issue. Okay? And you can well
yeah, that's
imagine
fine.
If you have a bunch. Yeah, if you have a bunch of little kids in the house or younger children, even if they're teenagers too, it's very stressful to be responsible for their well-being and who knows what the ex is like and, you know.
Well, that's
so
what I kind of thought.
To tread carefully.
Well, that's very
he
true, but then I thought maybe he's trying to fix it with her.
No, I don't think so. I think
no.
he's trying to tread carefully. Yep. And cover all his bases and do things right. Because I think he needs to do things right, or she would get all crazy, and we don't want that. So I'm going to give you to Ken now for the sake of time,
okay,
and I'm
wonderful.
Really glad you called. And you should call
yes,
us back. I want to hear how things are going.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. Okay. How long have you guys been seeing each other?
Well, I knew him a long time ago, and then we just, like, our friendship started last year, but it hasn't started blossoming, I say, more until, like, this summer.
Okay. Yep. So 5-6 months, that ballpark?
Yeah, because at first I think it was kind of like he probably had another girlfriend, and then I think he finally ditched her or got rid of her. I don't know the word.
Part of the things are moving slow thing is because he's a guy, and that's the nature of us. It's a lot of times it's slow moving, and especially out of a relationship. I'm assuming it's a bad relationship, but
yes,
from with his ex, mm-hmm. plus there are kids involved. So don't look for problems in that it's slow moving, because there's lots on the plate, and also guys just move slower. The song that was playing is mm-hmm. by a band called Walk the Moon. Do you know them? Walk the Moon?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The song is Shut Up and Dance. Do you know that one?
Oh, my God. That's one of my favorite. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It is.
Okay. This means two things to me, this song. One, Shut Up and Dance. Just enjoy where you are. Be present.
Right.
When you get to spend time together, enjoy that. Shut up and dance. But the other thing is, with the lyrics of the song, she took my arm. I don't know how it happened. We took the floor, and she said, "Don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me." I said, "You're holding back." She said, "Shut up and dance with me."
Yeah, right.
So I think you're going to need to sort of be the leader. Reach out and make the dates, or at least try to, without being, you have to walk that line between being really interested and being a stalker, and that's tricky. But, you know,
right.
to be top of mind without him going, "Oh, God, I've got 17 voicemails and 14 texts from her." You know, don't do that. But,
right.
You know, but be there and be ready to lead him out to the dance floor. Or there's no dance floors open right now, but, you know, to initiate things so he gets comfortable with that. And that also tells him that he knows you're interested. Guys are, you can think you're sending him all the right signs and all the right signals and maybe even have said it, but guys are sometimes slow on picking that up. But if you are there and you're inviting him to dinner, to whatever, to spend time with you, that will start to make the penny drop in his head that, hey, she could be the one. She wants to be with me. And it might really take that kind of thing to sort of, I hate to say push because I don't want you to feel like you need to make him like you, and you don't, but to get him going, get him moving, get him
yeah, because he's
doing
slow.
The right thing.
I agree with you.
Yes. Yeah. And Blog Talk Radio.
I'm sorry, go on. Sorry, Ken. Go on.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, then he makes references like he'll be snide and he'll be like, "Well, where are you going to go see like a guy?" I was like, "What? What are you talking about? Like,
right.
Who, what?"
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That should let you know really what you need to know, that he
yep.
wants to know. I hate to have to end it there, but Blog Talk Radio is going to cut us off here in a minute, whether we're ready or not. I hope that helped, Shannon. Thank you so much for calling us. Thanks to everybody else who called in tonight and for listening. Sorry we couldn't get to everybody. We're just running out of time. And Tony, as always, thank you for being here and giving up part of your Monday.
And thank you. It was fun. Thank you.
Yes, it was. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next Monday. In the meantime, have a great week and take care.
Bye, everybody. We love you.
Ha, 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 ha